With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary. Welcome to another episode of Wisdom and Information for an Extraordinary Future. Today we have a guest who can help you really change your life and, what I simply say, get your energy back, your health. It's incredible what is possible, what we are not taught really in normal life. So I'm very happy to have a specialist in what we call, and also kind of, that's my wording, kind of energetic healing. He might say it totally different, but Greg Webb is a registered massage therapist. It sounds very normal, but specialized in this area of touch for health, and he is doing it since 92 in his own clinic. And we can see, with those who see it on YouTube, behind him all the graphics and the touch for health. And he is the vice president of the Canadian Association of Bioenergetic Wellness. So here is kind of energy in and wellness or health. And he is working mainly the last years as a practitioner himself and not teaching anymore. But he was also instructing people all the technique, all he learned. And if someone is interested, you can later go to this website and maybe buy a wonderful course for really fast understanding. It's 4 DVDs. So this is extraordinary because I experienced him also when he was working from Canada and I'm just living in Switzerland, and how this works and how this can help, that what we learned today. Welcome, Greg. Thank you for going up early. On a Sunday, recording it, and it's really a pleasure, and I feel blessed that I learned a lot from you already about energy, how the body works. So I just introduced you with my words. If you might please say a little bit more, what is the right terms, what you're doing, how you're doing, and why is what you're doing for people important to have an extraordinary future?
Thank you, Wolfgang. It's thanks for the opportunity to be here. It's quite a delight and quite a pleasure. Yeah, and an honor as well. How did I get here? I grew up in on a farm in a very small rural part of East Central Alberta. The closest town was a population of 110 people. In the 1960s, my mother had a way of finding people who knew how to work on the human body with their hands that didn't wear a white coat. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of a part of my picture of how you took care of your health, is you find people that know how to work on the human body.
What is it called? Like also, like healing with hands at that time, or?
It wasn't really called anything that I was aware of. I was just a boy going along with my mom and dad to these appointments where my mom was getting work, sometimes done on her digestive system, sometimes for a back injury that she sustained while skating with my older brothers and falling on the ice. But I found it interesting. And then My first experience with a chiropractor came at age 5 as a result of jumping out of a grain truck. Seemed like a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So chiropractic became part of my...
The law of gravity school yet.
Yeah, so I was introduced to non-Western methods at a pretty early age. Mm-hmm. And then college education-wise, I went and pursued geology because my dad was a rock hound. He was a farmer, but he was also a big fan of finding pretty rocks out in the field and learning all about them. At that point in time, the energy industry, the oil industry in Calgary, Canada, or in Alberta was a thriving business. So I spent my first number of years working in the oil industry, enjoying geology work. In a lot of ways, geology work is quite similar to my clinic work now, because geology work is data exploration, data extrapolation, and then ascertaining what is the story telling you and what can you find there. And
will be interesting. One of the work is connected to data.
Mm-hmm. Very much so, yeah. And maybe it's part of my science geek inquisitive mind or Virgo traits or goodness knows what, but I quite enjoy the explorative data analysis aspect of things. And this is where kind of today's topic has been such a gift for me and millions of people around the world. It's the science of muscle monitoring. Muscle monitoring, also known as muscle testing, sometimes in many parts of the world referred to as kinesiology, named after applied kinesiology. There's hundreds of thousands of practitioners around the world and normal everyday folks that have taken training in one form or another of muscle testing, but all of it came out of two gentlemen by the name of Dr. George Goodhart from Detroit, Michigan. He was a young chiropractor working as dad's chiropractic office in the 1960s, looking for ways of stabilizing skeletal imbalances, recognizing that muscular imbalances were behind skeletal imbalances. He found empirically, just by being a curious clinician, ways of balancing muscles so that they no longer imbalance the spine, and then his chiropractic treatments would last longer. One of the fellows that he trained was also a chiropractor by the name of Dr. John Thee from California. Big strapping, 6'6", handsome lads, kind of like you. And a bit of a frontier kind of guy.
My mind a little bit. Muscle monitoring, muscle testing, muscle healing. First of all, what is monitoring and what is testing? Like monitoring, I see I have a monitor and I watch it all the time.
Right.
What is it?
They're a bit synonymous and interchangeable terms. And what we're speaking about is a muscle response that will give you feedback from the body using manual pressure. So in other words, positioning a limb to isolate a muscle.
Yeah.
And then applying gentle pressure on that limb to see what its integrity is, if it can hold or if it can let go. But one of the most empowering discoveries of that science is that muscle monitoring can be used as a body conversation tool, and that every muscle in the body, as you can see behind me on the charts, corresponds to an acupuncture meridian, an organ, a gland, and then also a chakra. And then all the aspects of life that fall underneath the category of traditional Chinese medicine and the five elements, and as well the East Indian philosophies of chakras, auras, and what those correspond to as they translate into how we interact with life. And that is what muscle monitoring and muscle testing, they're a synonymous term. They don't mean anything different.
Mm-hmm.
But they enable a conversation with the body, which is incredibly empowering. And it's such an easy to learn skill. There that I taught touch real class.
Understand what do you mean really by conversation? I can easily understand that is a technique or a possibility to understand the body, but communication is kind of back and forth.
Very much so.
Yeah. You can communicate with the body in this way.
Absolutely. And that is the beautiful gem of it. And it operates on a one question at a time basis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's one question at a time, and you can explore any topics that you wish. Yeah. And what you're looking for from the muscle monitoring feedback is a difference between the limb holding steady or letting go.
Yeah.
And it can be used. Arm muscle, a leg muscle, a finger muscle, any muscle can be that biofeedback tool. What I want to lead towards in today's class is giving people the gift of some very fundamental primary tools of self-test for self-empowerment.
Yeah, so bad.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, can add another one where he says, if you have these, it's a kind of yes and no answer. Is this right?
Yes, precisely. Yeah. Okay. Yes and no answer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's important to learn to ask the right question, like always in life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And very typically speaking, when asking the body questions using muscle testing, a yes response usually shows up as a strong or a hold, steady, that kind of thing. And a no response shows as a let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer to stay away from the language of strong and weak, because nobody wants to be weak. Everybody wants to be strong. And if you come at muscle monitoring or muscle testing, even when doing it with yourself, from a position of, strong or weak response, well, it's better to come at it from a position of a hold steady or let go.
Yes, because simply the yes and no, that is not the yes is always strong and the no is always weak. No, it's just kind of which direction. Yeah. And
Yeah. So it's, and then topics that can be explored, so I'm a registered massage therapist by trade.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was taking my massage therapy training, prior to that, my chiropractor was using touch relief muscle testing to ascertain what parts of my spine would benefit from chiropractic adjustment. And then he would use a muscle test, basically a straight arm out, and then contact parts of my spine, see where the arm would let go, confirming that was a part where there was vertebral misalignment. He would then palpate, yes, there is vertebral misalignment. He would do his chiropractic manipulation.
Yeah.
And then recheck the muscle and as well the muscles that correspond to that spinal segment, and they would be strong. The same principle translates for me as a massage therapist. As a massage therapist, you're trained to feel for texture changes, for rigidities, for fibrousness, for tension areas, right? And it is absolutely true, Wolfgang. The issues of life are in the tissues.
Mm-hmm.
And in standard training for massage therapy and physical manipulation, you're taught to work on the physical body, but the physical body is where the issues end up at.
Yes.
What touch for health training at all, and there's hundreds and hundreds of modalities have launched from the basic premise of touch for health, because it's such a flexible tool. What those skills enable is the exploring of, with that person, where that person's body will tell you, is it mental? Is it emotional? Is it physical related to an organ? Do we need to work the lymphatic system for better lymphatic drainage? Is it beneficial to work the blood flow for better blood flow circulation? Is it an acupuncture meridian? But the nutshell is, I can do it like a 90-second muscle melter, where if I feel a rigidity, then all I got to do is just simply position and test the limb related to that muscle, rub some circulation reflexes, retest the muscle, and what has been accomplished is a complete reset of tension in the primary muscle where there was rigidities, but as well in all of its neighbors that work with it and help position it. So it's a way of melting out tension incredibly effectively in a massage session. But all these reflexes, which are circulation reflexes, and in the touch rail material, which is up on top of my shoulder here, those circulation reflexes are very easy to self-apply. And what they do is they increase the circulation of the lymphatic system for better drainage and better detoxification, essentially opening the pipe, and as well for the vascular system, improving the blood flow into site-specific regions. Again, they're very easy reflexes to work. The lymphatic reflexes, you just simply rub them gently.
Yeah.
They're on the chest and the leg. And if you feel a tender spot, that tender spot, all it's telling you is that I'm so happy you found me. And if you rub me, something I correspond to will feel better. So it's a really nice self-application tool, right? So that's things that you would find in touch for health material. And then the blood flow ones are on the head. So essentially what you're doing is you're opening the pipes for circulation out and then in. So anytime you can increase circulation.
The dough is not related to or just feels as a soft way of acupressure.
It's kind of related, but it's anatomically different in how it works. Yeah. And the reflexes that are used in touch for health were actually first mapped out, the lymphatic ones by an osteopath, by Dr. Frank Chapman in the 1930s. He had good palpatory hands for feeling for congestion in organs.
Yeah.
And he was looking for a way of relieving congestion in organs. At around the same point in time, a chiropractor in California, Dr. Terrence Bennett, was using a fairly freshly developed piece of scientific equipment called the fluoroscope, which showed blood flow capillary basis levels. And he, through using a fluoroscope, he was able to map out in the head where the reflexes were that, again, make the pipes bigger. So it's a way of improving circulation, improving detoxification, and improving fresh and nutrients. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the combination with the acupuncture meridian tracing, what it does is it enhances the vitality. So you have detoxification, fresh nutrients in, improving the vitality. One of the things that I find metaphorically important about the lymphatic system is the fluids of our body hold memory. It's a fairly recent discovery, but the fluids of our body hold memory. Mm-hmm. And every part of our soft tissue is completely inflated and held in place with scaffolding of water molecules, very much like the air inside of a bicycle tube tire. It's the air inside of the bicycle tube that inflates the tire. Mm-hmm. And in our body, the water inside of our very tiny protein structures that inflates them, that holds our body in place. But that water holds our memory. So if we have stress going on in our life, the issues are in the tissues, and working the lymphatic reflexes helps to create the opportunity for that tension that we were holding or feeling about any one of a million life instances. It provides the opportunity for that tension to actually physically leave our body by the fluids,
mm-hmm.
and then be replaced by fresh fluid in the blood.
Yeah.
And that's for water.
An interesting point might be that the listener knows about the immortal stuff with the water crystals, and
yes.
They'll use a word and put water on it. And everybody believes just the water can read somehow or get energy. But it's so much more. The water has a memory.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is a very important thing. And how to change a memory also, not just add something.
Right.
Is that true?
That is very true. And I'll show you right now, Wolfgang, as well as everybody else who's listening, and describe it for those who are not viewing but listening. There's a very natural response that we have when we find out that we just heard some stressful news.
Mm-hmm.
A very natural response is we cup our forehead with the palm of our hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we cup our forehead with the palm of our hand to relieve our stress is very anatomically sound, because what this hand position does is it brings more blood flow to the frontal lobes of your brain, where you can feel calm during stress,
mm-hmm.
where you can think clearly. It re-engages the pathways between the left and right hemisphere of the brain, between the front and back hemispheres of the brain. So simply by putting your hand on your forehead while thinking about any stressful topic helps to lessen the chemical charge, helps to lessen the electromagnetic charge around a stressful situation, helps to allow the organ systems inside of your body that respond to stress, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your stomach, your gallbladder, so all the organs that respond so much to emotional stress, just simply by putting the palm of your hand on your forehead, it gradually allows them to calm internally, and you become much more enabled in a situation. You become less distracted by whatever the situation is, and you are indeed, like you referred to, providing the opportunity to change the memory in the water that's surrounding your body's cellular structures, just simply by putting your hand on your forehead.
Yeah.
It's one of the very first techniques that you'll learn if you ever take a Touch for Health class, and mm-hmm. it's something that 30 some odd years later I use absolutely every single day in my clinic practice, because it is such an incredibly potent tool at relieving stress. It's super simple, and all you got to do is just be on topic with whatever's stressing you and breathe, and especially in through the nose, out through the mouth, helps to shift the nervous system towards a parasympathetic relaxed state faster than just simply in and out through the nose breathing. In through the nose, and just allow the air to escape through your lips.
Yeah.
Shifts the body into calm.
A very, very interesting. I just realized I have a paradigm and I need to change, because I connected it and I'm an idiot. And so.
Really?
And so maybe I'm the idiot not doing it enough and really change the memory. Very interesting.
Okay, on that topic, hand to the forehead. If any of your listening audience has children that are in school, or they find themselves in a scholastic situation themselves,
mm-hmm.
a way to keep your brain engaged during learning and keep the frontal lobes is just rest your elbow on the table and just simply let your head rest.
Oh, yes, we see it when people are thinking.
Yeah, and then what that does is it keeps your brain calm and engaged, and will help prevent exam freeze up. It makes the integration of left and right brain and learning easier, because, again, one half of the brain has to hold the whole picture. What are we building? That's the right side. You have the right to be creative, so it's the right side of the brain that builds the whole mm-hmm. picture. And the left side of the brain does the analytical steps. But the two of them need to blend together in order for understanding to happen. And just the simple act of just placing the palm of your hand on your forehead helps the neural pathways that lead to understanding and memory and retention and being calm around it. It just helps them happen.
Yeah, wow. Very, very, very good. This is everybody, we're talking about extraordinary future. So there are so simple, effective tools. Just put your hand on the forehead, you calm down and can create a better future because you're less stressed, you can think better and create something better. Super.
Wolfgang, just in regards with the extraordinary future, lately I've been working with some newer clients, and they're kind of in their anywhere from 21 to 40-ish range. There's about a half a dozen of them. None of them know each other. And during our 20s and 30s, as we can speak by looking back experience, it's a time in life when you're figuring yourself out.
Yeah.
What do you like? Who do you like? What do you like? What do you don't like? How do I respond in these situations? Our 20s and 30s are times when we're establishing our playbook of life, learning to pursue our passions. And there can be lots of distractions that come along. And it's been interesting to see as I've worked with this, pardon me, still a tickly cough kicking around. As I've worked with this collection of people that don't know each other, I'll ask them when they come back in for their next appointment, so how did the last session settle in? And it's delightful to hear how often they comment on, gosh, you know, myself and my dad, as soon as we got in the same room, we used to just set each other off, and now we don't. Mm-hmm. Her dad wasn't in the session. She was in for the session.
Yeah.
But because the energetic relationship of one person has changed, it changes how the other person responds, because we emanate from our electrical field or our chakras. We pre-emanate information out that other people around us pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And then before they have the chance to consciously think about it, their pre-conscious brain, their limbic brain, that the pack animals, all of our four-footed mammal friends, right? That they run so much off of communication-wise. They don't have verbal skills, but they have incredible intuition and incredible ability to read energy.
Mm-hmm.
We still have that. We just overcrowd it with words, right? But there's one lady found that her relationship with her dad had got so much easier. Another girl was commenting, is he a young, handsome man in his early 20s and finding girls just too good and too distracting to know which one to pick?
Yeah.
One of God's best days of inventing girls, right? And so after our first session, as a young man, he's college trained. And he's working in a blue-collar industry as an inspector of the work of men done in their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yeah.
So here he is, the young man in his 20s, in a position of approving of men who've been at their trade doing this stuff for 20, 30 years, whatever the case may be. And he found that not only in his work relationship was he calmer, he was just, he had an easier time being authentic.
Yes.
Versus feeling like he needed to be uppity or bossy or whatever. He was connecting more easily. And likewise, he found with the young ladies that he was pursuing, it was far more easy for him to sort which of these girls are really a good match for me and which are not. It became clear.
Can I be authentic? Yes. And yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that happens. It's a delightful outcome of exploring stress factors in the body using muscle testing.
Mm-hmm.
And calming those stress factors using hands on the forehead and other de-stressing positions, and how much clarity it allows for a person to have an inner calm to be just more authentic with yourself, more authentic with everybody around you.
Yeah.
And how we show up is always an interesting predeterminer of how things show up, how things turn out is how we show up, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's quite delightful.
Yes, it's wonderful because all our work is, and I think it's also the time we're living in, a special time where we have a chance because we have enough food on planet Earth. We have everything enough on planet Earth. We have a problem with the distribution, but it is enough there.
Right.
That we really, really, really have the chance to start to live authentic, true self. Yeah. But we are not trained in it. School system, society, parents didn't know about it and everything. So kind of, let's say simply off track. And the body knows it because it's better connected to the soul than our brain.
Well, speaking of brain and life path and guts, following your gut, following your heart is, I mean, how many times have you heard the expression, well, just follow your gut or just follow your heart? You know, it sounds like a great idea, but how do I do it? Right? It's like, where's the abduction manual? Is there a chapter where I can look that up?
Yeah.
And that's where muscle monitoring, muscle testing, bioenergetic feedback, they're all synonymous terms. None of them mean anything different.
It's very
important. That's where that comes
when it might be, people say, oh, I follow my gut. So I'm careful. It can be very risky. Everything what is a little bit strange for you, you feel maybe different, even if it's the best for you. So with the muscle testing, you can really test what is good for the body. Yeah.
And do you make better decisions if you're anxious or better decisions if you're calm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You make better decisions if you're calm.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So can I show you in the audience another hand position that goes quite easily with the software?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just stand up a little bit so you can see. But for those of you that are listening, this next hand position where you're going to place the palm, and it doesn't matter which hand, placing the palm of your hand on the upper belly.
Yeah, let's make a short break and you position yourself new.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
There is the right hand.
Doesn't matter which hand.
Doesn't matter
either which one.
Okay.
One
so it's not important that you put it on the heart or just on the chest.
So what I've done is I have lined up the base joint of my thumb with the bottom of my breastbone. So all you got to do is feel for your breastbone, and the very bottom of it, there's a little pointy bit called the zippy sternum. Just hit the base of your thumb joint, and again, it doesn't matter which hand. And now your palm there, these are acupuncture points that I'll just come back down into camera again here. These are acupuncture points that go straight into the amygdala operating system of the limbic brain. The limbic brain is our emotional survival brain. Go find food, go find a mate, protect my family, protect myself. Where's my place of shelter? All that type of thing, right? That's limbic brain. And the limbic brain, what it responds to, especially from the amygdala, and the amygdala is an almond-sized device. It's about this, and you have one behind each eye, and it pays attention to absolutely everything that you input. It's a bit of a, I like to call it a 50-50 combination between Chicken Little and God. Chicken Little, very easily excited. God, large chain of command. So the acupuncture points that you're covering by placing the palm of your hand just on the bottom of the breastbone have to do with rage, anger, and frustration, escape, submission, freeze up, pain, punishment, panic, sadness, grief, depression, separation, loss, and loneliness, abandonment, and betrayal, fear, threat, and danger, and pleasure, reward, and block pleasure rewards. In other words, I do deserve pleasure, I do deserve reward, or I don't deserve pleasure, I don't deserve reward. So by simply placing your hand there on the upper belly and the other hand on the forehead and thinking about whatever the topic is you wish to explore, to follow your heart or follow your gut on, you can now calm yourself and you always make better decisions when you're calm. And this is a technique that is so potent. Again, I use this technique to melt away stress from hundreds and hundreds of conditions, whether they be a life experience or a gland imbalance with an emotional component, an organ imbalance with an emotional component, a muscle imbalance with an emotional component, an energy field imbalance with an emotional component. The hand position that I'm showing, hand on the upper belly and on the palm of the hand on the forehead, is such a powerful and potent and simple to use technique. It's wonderful to share with friends.
Yeah.
If you wish to do this for somebody else, another thing that you can do is have the person sit in a chair and for holding their head, stand beside them and hold their forehead in one hand and the back of their head gently in the other hand. And what you want to do is just enough pressure so that if you were a little bit lighter, your hands would slip off the skin. You don't want to squeeze too hard. Just enough pressure so you're making contact and a slight lift. So hands front and back on the head. And now what you're doing is you're also calming stress out of the back brain, which is our fight, flight, fear, reptilian, and survival centers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do front and back of the head, but as well doing front and back on the tummy, where your hand is on the front, just put your other hand on the back. It almost rests over the kidneys, and a palm of the hand over the kidneys is a very comforting, calming thing to do. So if you've got a friend who's feeling distraught about anything, these two hand positions, front and back of the head and front and back of the torso, are incredibly potent at calming. And then you can use the muscle monitoring things of self-noticing to then go questioning, is this a good decision for me? Is this, you can do your yes, no formatting questions. And I think on a future interview, Wolfgang, I'll get some basic life topics to explore. Mm-hmm. We've got about 15 minutes left here or so. So let's chat a little bit. And then I'd like to as well show the audience and help the audience learn just some very simple self-testing, self-monitoring tools.
I'm just writing down, for me, is this a good question? And I think this is so important. Like we always say, the quality of your life depends on the questions. And we are a school system that trains you to have good answers, but not the we're not trained in having good questions.
Right.
So we can really use this to really level up the quality of our life if we get used to really check, is this a good question for me? And then the muscle testing.
Correct.
With it is incredible value, if you get used to do this. Can you maybe say a little bit more, how we can optimize the question thing? How to really have the question? Because I see a lot of techniques like here also, also with the muscle testing, it depends on the question. Test. So how can I optimize to have the right question? I give you a little break, then you can think about it.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, I said you need to think about it. Now, I mean, from all your wisdom, which you be.
So one of the things in exploring questions, can I tell you first how I approach it from a clinic set? And then perhaps you can discuss how you come at it from your little chain frame.
It's the best we understand that, because for me, asking right questions and then getting the right feedback from the body, it's... What is it? 80%, 90%, 98% of the quality of the life?
Asking the right question.
Mm-hmm.
So in my clinic practice, and again, I'll just share from my clinic perspective, because that's where I use it a lot. And then as well, I'll share a little bit how I use muscle monitoring and self-noticing on a daily basis, just in my regular life.
Yeah.
Clinic basis, what I'm looking for when somebody is working with me, chances are they've got some area of the life that they want to improve, a body region that's not working right, a digestive system that's off, hormones that are off, stress of some kind. So my categories that I explore on are mental, emotional, physical, electrical, nutritional.
Mm-hmm.
So mental equal thinking, thought patterns, and or brain circuitry. I've got hundreds of clinical pages of manuals of very complex protocols that are far too complicated to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them are calmed out by and front and back in the forehead. If the category of mental stress shows up, an easy remedy on that is hands front and back in the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
If the category of emotional shows up in my clinic practice, I've got hundreds, if not perhaps maybe thousands of pages of emotional cross-reference material that I like that we, in the world of muscle monitoring and or kinesiology, whatever you want to call it, the referred to as scan lists. And I've got a book here handy. It's by some ladies out in Australia. 5,500 affirmations. They've got six books in the series, and it's a variety of pages on a variety of topics. And scan lists are a spectacular way of allowing your body a way to guide you through using muscle testing to find the words you couldn't think of.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that so many times in my clinic practice, if the emotional shows up and I go into the book directed by the client's body and the page and the aspect, and I have the client read it, and I ask the question, can you relate to this? They'll go, oh my God, that's been running my life for the past month. But I just couldn't put words to it.
Yeah.
So often having scan list resources, and in the follow-up resources to today's talk will be the link to the Rekindled Ancient Wisdom books. And again, this is just one of many resources, but it's Rekindled Ancient Wisdom by some lovely ladies out of Australia. And you can go to their website, which will be in the follow-up resources, and you can buy the physical book or the PDF.
Mm-hmm.
So having scan lists is really good for helping to delineate emotion, because again, sometimes it provides you the opportunity to have the words presented to you that you couldn't really think of yourself.
Yeah.
If it shows up under physical, then I go through any part of the body which is physical. Organ, muscle, bone, gland, immune, lymphatic, nerve tissue, that type of thing. And then I use my anatomical knowledge to explore the body part and its functions. And I have lots of clinic tools for addressing how the individual cellular structures of any body region work and help them feel better about life as well.
Yes.
If it shows up under nutritional, then it's some basic, and if a person needs to fine-tune nutrition, some good primary questions are, is it something I need more of, something I need less of, or is it something that I could be de-stressed or corrected towards?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, just simply by having somebody like with my skill set, or sometimes putting hands front and back on the body, or the forehead and the upper belly with a sample of the food can help lessen irritation of certain foods to your body. Is it an absolute cure? No, but it helps lessen the stress. And then if the stress shows up under an electrical system, then I explore aura, chakra, meridian, nerve, and then nerve equals, again, any place that there is a nerve and things that it can respond to.
Mm-hmm.
How I use muscle monitoring and feedback in my daily life, probably the most common way that I use it is grocery shopping. I love to use a body sway. A drawn forward is a yes, it's beneficial for me. A pushback is no, it's not a good energetic match. So the question that I pose when I'm grocery shopping, which of these items is the highest energetic match to my body?
This is a very important thing. Here's really one about what is the highest, and not just isn't
energetic
good
match.
No, that may be a lot of things what's good for you, but you don't
have exactly
best or the highest variant.
That's the highest. Yeah. I'm glad you picked that out, because it's that's one of the things that I see many people do under muscle testing. Is this good for me?
Yes.
Well, that's a pretty broad question.
Yes.
Yeah, and more narrowed down it gets your question, the better. So is this in my highest good? Another way that I really quite appreciate using muscle monitoring is checking percentage of benefit or percentage of stress.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're counting percentages, I use a yes-no indicator.
Mm-hmm.
And is it less than 10%, yes or no? Greater than 10%, yes or no? Greater than 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, again, for benefit and or stress. And that's an easy way to find out that. Regarding asking the right question.
May I ask it also, then you're in the supermarket, there's a big shelf and there's food, and now you're standing there and ask, what is the highest? How do you find it really? What is the process? Do you take
really
every food, testing it, or can you sample it? Is this more the higher shelf or the lower shelf?
You just described it.
Mm-hmm.
Inadvertently, Wolfgang, you just described it. So here's an example. I use the example of you walk into a vitamin store.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, so I got a funny feeling there's something in this vitamin store that I need, but I don't know what it is that I need. You walk into the store, take a moment to get yourself centered and grounded, tune in to what it is in your life that you feel, even just allowing your body to direct you what it is that you need, right? And then just sort of soft visually scan around the room. Is it on the left side, the back, the right hand side? I'll remember 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and just allow the forward sway of your body to lead you to whatever the right story part of it is.
Incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then you go to, use the grocery store example. So now in the grocery store, it leads you towards the produce section. Well, it's kind of funny because one of the most predictable items that I can pick out of a grocery store that will muscle test weak on everybody
is
standard commercially grown carrots. Standard commercially grown carrots will test weak on everybody. Organic carrots test strong.
Wow.
Standard commercially grown carrots test weak on everybody. And then apples are very unique. Each different type of apple will test differently on different people. Mm-hmm. So again, it comes back to the question of which one is the highest energy matchup for my body. So then in the grocery store, you just simply stand in the produce section and again, just sort of soft look at the different sections and give yourself enough time for body register. Is it a draw forward? Yes, I need this. Mm-hmm. Is it a push back? No, it's not an energetic matchup for me. Or is it a neutral?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if you, Wolfgang, pick up off the top of your head any section of the grocery store, the produce section. Pick a vegetable or a fruit.
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Okay, great. So standing in front of the broccoli section, and there's going to be 50 heads of broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Set the intention. Which of these heads of broccoli is the highest energetic matchup for my body? And then set your hand forward in motion and just see where you're allowed. Allow your body to be led to the one you're being led to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same principle applies if you're vitamin shopping. You're going to have shelves and rows. Yeah. And let's say you're in the vitamin C section. Well, there's going to be, what, 8 different brands of vitamin C perhaps, right? Stand in front of the vitamin C section. Set the intention. Which of these formulations is going to be the highest energetic matchup for my body? And what I do, I don't really spend as much time reading the label, but I do spend quite a bit of time noticing how that product feels if I imagine it is in my body. So whether you're picking foods or picking supplements, imagine that compound is in your body, that you have eaten it.
Yeah.
And then if the register, again, a sway forward is a yes, a neutral is no movement, and a pushback is a no.
Yeah, it's really important because I often, if I don't know, this color I like more, or this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm just a victim of the marketing and not looking for the highest value. Very interesting.
Back to foods. Sometimes we can eat too much of the same thing all the time. So another interesting question to ask of your dietary intake as you go through your fridge and cupboards. Is there something that I need to take a break from for a week or two or three or four? And then you can write yourself a list on paper of the items that you typically shop for,
mm-hmm.
and see, do I need to take a break from any of these, or do I need more of them?
Yeah, we'll do it later and go to the fridge and ask, is there anything in there? What matches the highest value?
Mm-hmm. So, okay, you would ask the question, how do I get the best question? So I haven't attended your personal development and coaching seminars, but I would imagine that you provide the opportunity for journaling. So perhaps if a person was to write down ideas that they could ask themselves on a topic, you can then use muscle monitoring, again, a sway forward, the yes, and a sway back is a no.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these questions is the ideal question for me to have regarding this topic?
Mm-hmm.
And then just read the sentence, take a moment, wait for register forward, back, or no movement, and fine-tune it that way. Because there's so many variants where you can ask questions.
Yeah. Great, great idea. Very, very great, yes. That is simply, if you understand the technique, you can use it for everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's like the multi-tip screwdriver of life. It really is.
Yeah.
You can use it on absolutely everything.
Yeah. You mentioned in the beginning something with the testing, and it helps also to get better nutritions, where they should go, and the water model.
My goodness. Okay, so we've got just minutes left here, but let me discuss this one briefly.
Yes, and share a little bit also about how important water or the transport system for nutrition is.
Sure. Yeah. So the story I'm going to tell came about as a result of exploring for data. And I'm a bit of a tenacious, curious mouse when it comes to my clinic practice. I'm a very good explorer for data.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I inadvertently bumped into when people have a body region that is just not happy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a joint, it might be an organ, it might be a gland, it might be a vertebrae, it might be a disc, whatever the case might be. In exploring that data field, what I found was receptor site non-recognition had set in for the key elements that that body region needed for its daily activity. It most often
is water. This exactly what that means.
Oh, sure. It's kind of like dropping supplies off at the outside of a warehouse, but the warehouse gate is locked. the warehouse doors are locked, and the staff inside of the warehouse are not allowed access to the meat manufacturer.
You can buy, swallow the best nutritions.
Absolutely.
It will not reach or not come into the cell or wherever it should be.
Absolutely. It's the difference between nutrient intake and nutrient access. And I did a presentation on this at a global conference a number of years ago, and it's been an absolute game changer so far as allowing for healing and regeneration to take place is using my clinic protocols to search for and reset the receptor site protocol, the receptor site recognition ability of water, first and foremost, and minerals, vitamins, amino acids, fats, and carbohydrates, because all body regions require that 24/7. And then from doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these long bio-terrain assessments, where it's a 75-point data field that I'm looking at, one of the things that inadvertently showed up, well, isn't it interesting that the type of water you drink is the first and foremost determiner of how much value you will ever be allowed to get out of all the expensive food and nutrients you buy? Mm-hmm. Because your water, the properties of the drinking water equal the efficiency of the courier company, because water is the courier stream.
In the beginning, when we talked about the memory information, so it could be that it transport the information, or is it also, if I see it, there's a truck, and if it's already loaded with a lot of shit, you can't add good stuff on it? Or is
that's part of it, but it's a longer topic than what we have left to discuss.
Okay, we need to make an example of water.
The key thing is any form of demineralized water, reverse osmosis, or distilled, it's a installment plan on a disease creation process, and it will dehydrate and demineralize the body.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to filtration, you either have a filter for your water, or your body is the filter for the water.
Yeah.
And then after that, there's a variety of methods of structuring the water.
Yeah.
And there's a variety of methods of treating it with ionization. And what I've found from 15 years of experience, 75-point data field, probably 30, 40,000 pieces of data collected on different dozens and dozens of different water systems, the Enagic Kangen water system, mm-hmm. by far, is predictably the best water you can have for support of health, support of nutrients, support of detox. But it's a two-question formula. There's the quality of water, and as well the resetting of the nutrient receptor channels, and it's been stunningly effective on hundreds of symptoms that are just absolutely life-changing. Topics for another conversation.
Filter, I guess it's easy to understand, even if there are different filters. What is the other aspect when it says the ionizing, and that changes a lot, that the stuff can go into the cells? Why is that?
When water goes through an Enagic Kangen water ionizer, it idealizes properties, the shape of the molecule into hexagonal, the polarity of the molecule into negatively charged, and any previous memory that was in the water crystal has been scrubbed clear by ionization. And those are properties, the negative polarity, the hexagonal structure, and as well the appropriate pH. Those are all properties which allow for the water that is produced by an Enagic Kangen water ionizer to be magnetically pulled through the pore spaces of our cell membranes called aquaporins that allow for water transport to occur.
Yeah.
So it idealizes the water for nutrient transport, for water transport, and for all purposes, beyond what other technologies can do, so far as my measurements go.
And then did you set, you know, the cell, imagine as like the warehouse with the locks?
Yeah.
What is it? Is this a warehouse realizing I don't want this in, or is just now there is a lock, whatever reason, and the water now can open the lock?
The original insult that happens due to some stress factor of life, and there can be hundreds of stress factors of life, but what happens is that creates an imbalance in the efficiency of the transport recognition mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And that effectively is the beginning of the closing of the gate and the putting of the padlock on, and it can be to one individual mineral. It can be one individual amino acid. It can be one individual vitamin. But that will be the profile of health imbalance that shows up, that the organ, gland, meridian, or bone structure is experiencing is a deficiency. So if you go to see a nutritionist, that person will be displaying symptoms of nutrient deficiency. But really what they need is they need the receptors unlocked, because odds are there's probably enough in their dietary intake they can get by.
Greg, time is over very fast. So thank you very much. And sorry that we a little bit rough at the end. I will put the website here, or maybe you say your website where people can reach you. And it's for sure a topic we need to continue. The water is so important. But
sure.
What is the website? Would you like to mention it? Where the best way to reach you?
Sure. Best place to reach me is actually my cell phone. Down to bring
okay.
That up.
Yeah.
Via WhatsApp or whatever.
Yeah.
And then one, so for European or overseas, +1 403-681-7647. 1-403-681-7647. That works on WhatsApp, cell text, whatever. And then my website, which is www.mynamegregweb.ca. So Greg is G-R-E-G, so one G on each end, web, two B's on the same end, W-E-B-B.ca, gregweb.ca. And my email address, gregweb and the digit one, so gregweb1@hotmail.com. And in the resources and follow-up, there will be places where you can explore for people like me around your part of the world, and as well the website to access the emotion scan resource list that I mentioned. I look forward to next time, Wolfgang. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Greg. And looking forward to have you here again and go deeper in the water system. And for you, listener, I hope you got more ideas to really, with easy possibilities, create your extraordinary future.
This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenberg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet to Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.